You to keep learning.
Listen to the Bible in a Year with Jack Graham on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show with you on this Thank Rod. It's Friday, Veterans Day. Make sure you say thanks to the vets in your family, friends, or in your community if you have an opportunity to do that today. Well, my next guest, we've had Joel on the show before. He's always very interesting to talk to. After the midterms on Tuesday, he wrote about the midterms. This is what he said. He said, midterms were not a victory for conservative or progressive ideology, but an assertion of the growing power of geography in American politics. It was less a national election than a clash of civilizations. And Joel is joining us on our Newsmaker line this afternoon. Joel, how are you? Welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show.
Well, nice to be here.
Joel, let's talk about this and what you see. A tale of two Americas. What is taking place, Joel?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that there's sort of two different, broadly speaking, Americas. One is, you know, mainly in the red states, but it's also in the suburbs and exurbs, particularly the exurbs of some of the blue states. By the way, the same thing in the red states. There are corners of red states that are very blue,
mm-hmm.
You know, basically the urban cores. I mean, Salt Lake City doesn't vote the same way as the rest of Utah.
No, it doesn't.
And we have the same thing in almost every region. It's just a question of how predominant and how strong the reach of the urban core is. So you basically have this divide. And so what you ended up with is in the states where, you know, strong, Republican governors were there, DeSantis, Kemp, Abbott,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans did very well because those states are doing well. In the blue states, the problem is that the demographics are such that it's very, very difficult for a Republican to win, and certainly anyone with the stench of Donald Trump is not going to do well. And that's, I mean, there's no way Republicans should have lost that seat in Pennsylvania against a guy who can barely talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane how many seats the Republicans lost that they should have won, and some of it on the congressional level too. I mean, it's really interesting. If you look at the returns, where the Republicans gained was largely in the exurbs and in some of the suburbs, but they didn't gain nearly as much as they should have, given the condition of the economy,
yeah,
the unpopularity of Biden. I mean, it's and of course, you know, I wrote another piece which was actually in the Unheard where I said that, that the danger is now the Democrats are going to feel that, oh, what we were doing is great, and we're going to push our agenda even further.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
And it would be dangerous, and it would also be stupid in the long term. Again, unless Donald Trump, you know, rescues the mm-hmm, Democrats, mm-hmm. which he may do.
Well, let me ask you this, Joel. Let me ask you this. Who benefits right now from these two Americas? Do the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, I think if you look at it in the long term, you know, like in some ways, American politics is less World War II and more trench warfare from World War I.
Yeah, that's true.
As the red states and the red areas tend to be getting the growth, the number of seats that belong to conservative-leaning districts will gradually be bigger. But that's, you know, then you're talking, you know, over a decade. You're not changing something that is easily transformed. So I would say the Republicans probably benefit from the geographic and economic changes, but not enough to really make a huge dent. I mean, it's amazing to me how equally divided right now the two parties are. But where the Republicans have gained, it's because they're located in states that are growing in population and therefore have more seats. So as I point out in the piece, states like Texas and Florida and Georgia have all gained seats. And most of the gains are in exurbs. And the exurbs are, you know, tend to be pretty Republican.
Well, let me ask you this, Joel. You know, they always say on almost any story, oftentimes, follow the money, because that's going to tell you what's taking place. Let's follow the money. Where is the money in America going? To which America is it going?
Well, this, what's very interesting about this year, as opposed to 2020, Republicans raised by some accounts, more money. They didn't get, you know, here in a state like here in California, where the Republican Party has ceased to exist as a statewide organization, there was no money. But in many of the races, there was plenty of money for Republican candidates. But what we generally see is the people who back the Democrats tend to be, obviously, labor unions who have seemed to forgot their workers. I think, you know, the Democrats get money, obviously, from liberal, you know, people from Wall Street and Silicon Valley. That's where their money comes from, the communications industry. And then Republicans get money from energy, some manufacturing. But as one guy put it very distinctly, it's really the difference between the Democratic billionaires and the Republican millionaires. In other words, the Republican base is increasingly a small business, you know, family-owned company base. I mean, small. I think something like 68% of all small businesses wanted the Republicans to win.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Well, let me ask you this too, Joel, about business themselves and investors. Are investors still looking at the blue states, or now saying maybe the red states are where we should be?
Well, all the indications are, when we look at where investments are going, they're going to Florida, they're going to Texas, they're going to exurbs, they're going to smaller cities. I mean, there's almost, I can't even recall the last time somebody actually did a, in the last 5 years, built a new private facility in California, except for a hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't see very much. So I think that trend is there. Now, what the struggle will be, in my mind, in the next few years, is can the Biden administration, by decree, since I assume the Republicans will take the House, that there'll be every attempt made to make up for the economic lack of competitiveness in the blue states by essentially ladling out all sorts of federal goodies. Mm-hmm. And that will probably be what we'll see. Look, the Senate could change too. I mean, I just wonder at what point does Joe Manchin change parties?
I mean,
he's been humiliated by Biden. I don't understand what there's no future for him, even in West Virginia, running as a Democrat.
Yeah, not the way his voters feel right now. Joel, as always, great chatting with you. Thank you, and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, on our Newsmaker line, that's Joel Kotkin, professor of urban studies at Chapman University, talking about A Tale of Two Americas. More coming up on the Rod Arkin Show. We'll talk about Veterans Day coming up next. Right now, I want to talk to you about the Salt Lake Fall Home Expo. Guess what? It's underway right now. Started today and will continue through Sunday at the Mountain America Expo Center. And it's absolutely free. If you're looking to save on your home improvement projects, why not take advantage of some very exclusive deals underway during the show? Come see all things for your home, from bath, kitchen, roofing, flooring, windows, doors. It's all there. You can get multiple quotes on products and services all in one place. And again, make sure you take advantage of their exclusive show savings. The Salt Lake Fall Home Expo, happening today through Sunday, and it's free at the Mountain America Expo Center. Bring the family, collect free samples from selected booths when you attend. Again, getting underway today. It'll be there through Sunday.